Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Rise. Wake up!
It's time to wake on up.
Wake up.
With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh!
The best part of waking up. It's morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Well,
Jan in Mountain View. Jan.
Well,
oh, God, I love hearing that. Good morning. It's the morning roast. Shasky, Spadoni's somewhere. I don't know. He took a leave of absence on me, him and Sam Lubman. We're just talking about actually what we talk about here on sports. And yesterday, Mike Dunleavy was doing a pre-draft press conference. And all of the typical topics when it comes to the Golden State Warriors were being pressed upon him. And we're going to have Anthony Slater on in about 30 minutes just to kind of get a feel for what the Warriors might do. And you can see that the NBA season, in terms of the offseason, is just going crazy right now. Jrue Holiday traded last night. Mm. Kevin Durant traded. And so, you know, the questions now become, what are the Warriors going to do? Are they going to retain Jonathan Kuminga? Are they going to trade him?
Is that Hank Hill?
Are they going to make a big deal? Like, what exactly are they going to do? And I just, I could hear us and I could feel us all gearing up for this same exact Jonathan Kuminga conversation. And guess the same trade candidates are still out there.
No,
Giannis.
No.
Lowry Markkanen.
No.
Bradley
Beal. I already told you why that's not possible. And Dunleavy said that yesterday. Joe, as I say good morning to you, Carter, Sam, all you lovely people. Shout out to those watching on YouTube, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing with the dealer. Mike Dunleavy said it yesterday. It's probably going to be impossible to trade for someone making $50+ million.
Can't do it.
Can't do it. Not going to happen, Joseph. All right? I'm sorry. So it's JK or bust. That's like the big move is probably going to be Jonathan Kuminga, re-signing him. And is that good enough for Warriors fans? And speaking of Jonathan Kuminga, that's a topic that's dominated our airways. For how long, Joe, would you say?
Since the day he was drafted.
Day he was drafted. We've been talking nonstop Jonathan Kuminga.
Yeah, like what do you do with the picks?
Okay. So talking about that, talking about topic fatigue, if you will. That's what we've been talking about for most of the show. I want to hear from the people, the topics that you are fatigued on, and the topics, quite frankly, you would like us to be discussing. 888-957-9570.
The topic I can't get enough of, I don't think we've discussed enough just as a fan base because we were so angry just in general of losing the game. Shanahan didn't know the overtime rules. Like, there's no other way around it. I love Shanahan. This whole thing, Shanahan's an idiot. Like, no, he's not an idiot. He's brilliant. He's a little stubborn. Like, I think a lot of really, really bright people are kind of stubborn and stuck on some of their beliefs. This thing that he needs to evolve is ludicrous. Like, they move the ball just fine.
Luda.
But he didn't know the overtime rules. I mean, there's just like no way around it. I mean, all the players had no clue what was going on.
You know,
Chiefs laughed at them.
That's what made it worse. It was like, oh, they want the ball. They want the ball. That was Mahomes, like the NFL films. They want the ball. They want the ball. It's like, Yeah, that was, they're laughing at you because they knew the rules and you didn't. It's like, you take the ball second.
Yeah, exactly.
So you can win the game.
Yeah. Like, that's a topic, like, reliving the fourth quarter and overtime. As much as it pains me, I could do that till I'm blue in the face.
We are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. Again, you mentioned it, Joe. Anthony Slater joining us in about 25 minutes at 8:30. We'll ask him about topic fatigue, if you will, and maybe he'll give us a new way to discuss Jonathan Kuminga in this situation and how it plays out, because this grabbed my ear yesterday, Joe. Take a listen to Ramona Shelburne, some call her Momo here on 95.7 The Game. Obviously, senior writer for ESPN, covers the league. She's been doing it for a very long time. She is tapped in.
You mean Mark calls her Momo?
Some people, I said. Maybe Mark, maybe Dibs, maybe Steiny. Who knows? Maybe you call her Momo. I don't know. Maybe you guys are tight.
No, I call her Ramona.
Okay. Ramona Shelburne.
In public.
Asked about the Jonathan Kuminga situation yesterday on Willard and Dibs, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. She says, Joe, could potentially get messy.
Does he really have a market? I know there's a couple of teams that are interested in him, but those would be sign-in trades. They don't have the cap space to get it done. And so do the Warriors want to even participate in those sign-in trades? If they do, what's the number? You know, it's probably three or four teams I've heard of that have some level of interest, but what is that level of interest, right? And do the Warriors want to keep him? And if so, what is the number? Is he, you know, if they make him an offer, that's less than the max or maybe even less than what he was offered last year, which I think is far more likely. Does he scoff at that and then take a really long time to make a decision and then tie up their cap space? And that presents other problems. So that's the biggest thing that you have to look for, you know, but I know that they're, you know, they're working on a few things. I don't expect anything massive like we've seen. I mean, Jimmy Butler was really that move, right? But the Kuminga question is going to hang over everything because it has the potential to get messy.
Has the potential to get messy. We're not talking Lionel.
Has it already been messy?
It's been contentious. I wouldn't call it messy.
Joe, he went to the media in the Kings series. That was 2 years ago.
Yeah, I said it was contentious at times. All right, I think they've moved past that. Maybe certain individuals haven't. It's in the back of their mind. But I think we, the fans, have moved past that, right? Right?
No.
No? Really?
Messy is a pretty good way to describe it.
I would describe the entire Kuminga thing messy.
No. Jordan Poole situation was messy.
No, that was punchy.
That was toxic.
That was punchy.
Stop. Stop with the punchline there. All right?
I mean, that
was messy. Dude, if you had a teammate punching another teammate. Like, Jonathan Kuminga, like, Jimmy Butler said he could thrive with that guy. Don't you want to see that work, Joseph? Don't you? When Jimmy Butler,
it's not
Hall of Famer, says I can thrive with him, I want to see it work.
Why I'm so tired.
I do.
This is why I'm so tired. It's not what I would want to do. Because it doesn't matter what I would want to do. It's literally, I don't even know what the Warriors want to do. I don't even think they do. I think the owner's thinking one thing. I think the GM and the coach are thinking something totally different. That's the part where it's
exhausting.
Warriors
know what they don't know what they want to do?
Do you, really? Okay. Forget what we want. I'm going to go around the room. Do the Warriors want him? I'm talking about the Warriors as a whole. Do they want Kuminga on the team next year?
Yes.
Boy, you had to think long and hard. Carter.
I said yes.
Do the Warriors want Kuminga on the team next year? Yes or no?
Yes.
Sam Lubman. Do they want Kuminga on the team next year? Yes or no?
I believe that they do want Kuminga on the team next year.
Wow. Look at that. That's three. You're going to say no.
Does Steph Curry want Kuminga on the team next year? I don't even know. I don't know the answer to that.
I honestly, he's such a conundrum. I don't know what Steph wants. Like, I truly don't. At least guys that are around the league, the superstars, will tell you who they don't want when the trades happen around them. Steph, I do feel like he's, like, taking a step back. He's 37 going on 38. Hey, Dunleavy, Joe, you guys figure it out. Thank you for getting me Jimmy. That's what you needed to do. You got me another star, and that's good enough for me. Everything else, figure it out. Right? I think he's playing golf with Cannon. He's hanging out with Aisha. They're chilling. They're enjoying their summer. You guys figure it out. I had my summer last year.
I think we're reading the whole thing. Dude, they picked out on one of these articles breaking down the whole dissension between JK, the coach, and the team. They picked out one possession in the Portland game where Steph didn't get the ball and he was pissed off. And I'm like, really? One possession? Steph, the whole thing's been built around you for years. One possession and that set you off?
See, I think Steph, Steph being out, though, Joe, during that playoff series and him seeing the potential of Jonathan Kuminga might have changed his mind a little bit. Said, man, maybe the offense is too Steph-centric going forward here. We need to open things up. And JK clearly looked like...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Like, he belonged on the court in the playoffs against all those young studs in Minnesota. So maybe I need to recalibrate a little bit. This offense needs to make some tweaks and adjustments here now with Jimmy Butler, and maybe I can get better for it too. And we could maximize Jonathan Kuminga. You don't think that's a possibility? You don't think he's thinking that?
This team is operated as it's the made men and then the others for the last five years.
But they need to shift.
No, I know, but we've been saying that same. You want to talk about topic fatigue? Like, we have,
I know.
You got to give a little off for the young guys. We've been saying that for 5 years.
Well, I think they realized this playoff run, they were up for it. They were up for the assignment. The guys that have been there and done that. The Draymonds, the Jimmys, the Stephs, hell, even Buddy Hield for a couple games. The vets were up for it. When the number was called for Moses Moody, it looked like this is his first real action in the playoffs. It looked like this was like, okay, like, yeah, this the moment in the lights are a little too bright for you, Moses. Same with Quentin Post. Guy Santos didn't have enough minutes for me to really even make an opinion.
Guy Santos played before JK did in some of those games.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But you're just telling me, Brandon Pajemski even, the moment was too bright for most of the rookies and young players making their first playoff runs. And that happens. And I think we underestimated that factor in all of it, especially when Steph went down. Because
now, what?
Am I not speaking truth and facts here? Like, what?
Their actions have already told you how they feel.
What are they going to do? Like, no, well, if you were a betting man, what do you think they're going to do this summer?
I think they're going to match some offer to a certain level, and because they don't want to lose him for nothing. Because they're so up against it when it comes to the salary cap. Their only way to improve themselves is to retain Jonathan Kuminga and pray that they can work out a sign and trade. I would be shocked if he comes back.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
In the most important games of the year, he was like reluctantly going to him, even though he was the second best player on the floor. I'd argue maybe even the best player on the floor. And he wouldn't even start. I mean, like, what are we doing? Like, we're really holding grudges for that
He
long?
Was, like, the second best scorer. I don't know if he was the second best player.
He's the only guy
around.
That could slow down Anthony Edwards a little.
Yeah, slow down. I mean, again, no one was slowing down Anthony Edwards. I hear you on that. Brian in Palo Alto wants to join the conversation.
Yeah, I think it's
over. Brian, you're a diehard. You listen to every single show on this station. The topic that you are fatigued by the most, and the topic you would like us to discuss more, Brian, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
I think it's time for this topic to be over. it's no fun. It's, you know, like, it's sort of like both sides are wrong on some level, but it's, yeah, it's, you know, the reality is the truth. I mean, this is a truthful statement. For three straight years, the Warriors played their best basketball when Kuminga was hurt, right? And for whatever reason, I don't know what that reason is they don't play their best basketball as a team and as an organization when Kuminga is getting heavy minutes. It's just not. They're like a sub 500 team. And when he's out and he's hurt, they play like, you know, like 70, 75% winning percentage. And so it just doesn't fit. I don't know what kind of player he is, but like it was his fourth year last year. He shot 29% from three. I don't know what that means, but whatever it is, his vision for himself, I think it's best served someplace else. They have to sign and trade him. If he comes into training camp next year with a $30+ million contract, man, it's going to be an ugly, ugly scene. And, you know, like, do I have confidence that he'll have worked on his weaknesses in the offseason after, you know, basically he was rewarded for not doing it the prior offseason? Yeah, it's going to be a bad situation, and I don't think it's one that Lakeup or Dunleavy is going to allow to happen. That's just what I think. I mean, they need to get a player that can play every night, can make open three-pointers, can defend, and that's just what they need. Right? It's pretty obvious. It's glaring. But anyways, guys, have a great day. Okay?
Wait, Brian, you still there? Oh, he's gone. Damn, I wanted to ask him what he wanted to hear us talk about more. Because I do think Brian lives for the drama. I'm just going to be honest. He's more the transaction guy than the action, personally.
But
I love you, BP.
Do you really want to go into another season where every single time Jonathan Kuminga takes a step on the floor, we're analyzing whether it was the smart move or not? Every dribble, every shot, every pass, every non-screen, every time he's playing defense, every time he doesn't box out. Like that. Unfortunately, that is how this guy is viewed, and I think it's absurd.
Listen, we get to dictate what we want to talk about here on the show, which is very nice. Now, we want to talk about it through the lens of what the fans care about. And if the fans care about Jonathan Kuminga that much, sure, we're going to discuss it. But we're not going to sit here, Joe, and just crush the guy for every single missed assignment. That's not what we do. I'll let social media and the national talking heads, like all the people from Yahoo Sports, ESPN, they can deal with that crap. I'm not going to do that here. As the flagship of the Golden State Warriors, I am not going to sit here and do that. If they retain him, they re-sign him, and he stays, then he's going to be here. And then you know what the conversation is going to be? Well, let's see if you flip him at the deadline or not. And where's this team going to be at the trade deadline heading into next season? We'll see. The guy's 22 years old again. He's still so damn young. I understand that people want to, like, crush him.
Let's
and see,
play
like,
this out.
Like,
let's play
he's
this
22.
Out. I know. I like JK. I want him on the team. Like, but I also understand, like, what happens when this happens. So let's say he signs. I'm just going to throw numbers out there. A three-year, $30 million a year deal. Let's just say he signs
$390.
Is he starting?
No. Well, Steve Kerr said that they're definitely going to look at that, right?
Okay.
After the season. No. He said, like, they have to. He basically said, no, look, give me the quote, Carter, because it's in wide open somewhere.
Just, yeah. Let's play this out. Okay, he starts. First couple games, he's a starter.
Yeah.
Until when?
Well, let's see. Like, again.
Okay, so then you're going to, okay, but this is my point. If you believe in the guy and he has a couple of bad games.
As we talk about, starting doesn't matter. It's like, are you closing? Are you closing or are you starting?
No.
Like, why does it matter?
Ask Klay Thompson if it matters.
Klay Thompson, when it came to that, was so much more into his career than Jonathan Kuminga is now. He was like a decade-plus veteran that won multiple rings. And, yeah, he felt some type of way about it.
For some players, starting doesn't matter. I think for a lot of guys, it does. So we just disagree on
that. Do you think Jonathan Kuminga was humbled last year?
Humbled?
Yes.
I think he was angry.
Why?
humbled.
Did he come away? Did he come off as an angry individual at all last year?
I think he was frustrated with the situation.
See, I think we project our own feelings think that Kuminga should feel.
Anger.
Kuminga, no.
These guys want to play, Joe.
Of course.
The pro athletes want to play. They want the ball in their hand. They want to ball out. That's what they grind for. JK's not in the gym, 12 hours a day because he doesn't love the game and wants to be great. I think he does want to be those things. Now, is he? No. Those are two separate questions. So, I think a lot of guys are on the bench angry or frustrated. And this doesn't mean that they're bad people. It's just they have professional aspirations. Was I happy being a part-timer working nights and on the weekends? Hell no. I was, furious.
You liked working with me and Lucas, though.
Yes. Both can be true. I liked working with you guys, but I wanted more, right? I was angry. I wanted more. And I'm talking about professionally angry, not angry, I'm going to hurt somebody. Just I want more. I'm professionally unhappy, right? And so I look at someone like Jonathan Kuminga, and I'm saying to myself, okay, let's say he starts for a couple games. Oh, but we split those games, and, the starting unit doesn't look great. Mm. And the next thing you know, JK's got to go to the bench. And how's he going to deal with that? And then he comes in, and, oh, what are the combinations that he's playing with coming off the bench? I mean, think about what we're going to go through if he comes back. If you're going to bring him back, it's one of two things. Either you trade him away, and we don't have these discussions, or you bring him back, and you say, JK, you are playing 35 minutes a night. You are starting. You're going to close. We're going to roll. We're going to live with the ups and downs. We're committed to you all the way. There's no in between.
It sounds selfishly. You just don't want him back because you just don't want the topic anymore. As we're talking topic fatigue. That's what it sounds like.
What guy can thrive in that scenario? Very few guys are going to thrive being yo-yoed around that.
I would just like to see it. I don't think we saw enough of Kuminga, Jimmy, Steph, Draymond to have any sort. People kept going back, oh, well, that combination's just not going to work. I didn't see enough of it. I would like to see
Name
more of it.
Maybe a young, great player who gets yo-yoed around between starting, not starting, closing, not closing. Go around the league. You show me. Show me the one guy who's thrived in an inconsistent role. I'll wait.
Oh, that's a very niche conversation that you're putting me right there, though.
That is what JK has been, and I'm not saying it's not the right way to attack it from a coaching perspective, but that is what the player has gone through for 2 years. Very few guys are going to thrive in that situation.
In fairness, I do think his injury threw a monkey wrench into the entire situation. So it's very, again, it's not black or white. It's a very gray conversation we're having because there was so many determining factors on what took place. Hell, he was playing himself to be potentially a trade candidate for the team at the deadline. Had he stayed healthy, maybe he does get moved on. I don't know. He was playing very well. Stock at that point might have been at an all-time high.
So let's use the real-world analogy, right? I'm a plumber. I'm an apprentice, okay? And I'm working with a journeyman, and I miss a couple of weeks because I hurt my foot or whatever it is, and I come back and I have a couple of good days, and now I'm on the job, so I'm ready to go. And I have a couple of bad days, and it's nope, don't show up until 11 o'clock in the morning. You'd be pissed. You'd be pissed. Pick the profession. You want to know when you're on your way to the stadium or to the arena or whatever, you want to know what your job is, what your role is. You want to know where you land. You want to be able to mentally prepare. And when you're yo-yoed around and you're kind of in that gray area, it's difficult for everyone. It's difficult for the coach, in this case, the journeyman or the foreman who's running the site. It's difficult for the worker or the player in that circumstance. Very few guys are going to thrive in that sense. So that's why I think that the Warriors need to sit down, and they need to be committed one way or the other. In the same way, the Giants said, hey, Elliot Ramos, we're going to play you in left field every single day. Mm. And what has Elliot Ramos done? He's rewarded them. Now, has he been an adventure in left field?
Yeah.
Has he been an adventure?
Yeah.
Yeah, he has. But what has he done at the plate? A lot of really good things.
Yeah.
A lot of really good things. Because they have been committed to playing him. And they said to themselves, we're either going to live with his mistakes, or we're not. And in this circumstance, we're going to live with the mistakes. So I go back to JK. Either you're going to commit to him and live with his mistakes, all right? And so be it, or you're not. And if you're not, then you got to trade him away.
Don is in Concord, wants to join in the conversation about topic fatigue and the topics you want to hear more of as we're talking about Jonathan Kuminga. 888-957-9570. By the way, Anthony Slater, 95.7 The Game Warriors Insider, in 10 minutes. You're not going to miss that. Anthony Slater is more tapped in than anyone when it comes to Golden State Warriors, and he'll tell us the lay of the land for this offseason and for free agency. Don in Concord, good morning. You're on the Morning Roast, Don.
Hey, Morning Roasters. How you guys doing out there? If somebody will pay attention to Stanford football on the other end of the bay, Hey, we'll do Cal Berkeley football. I've been listening to this station since it started back in the old day. I've been calling in about my Cal Bears constantly. And so you're asking, and I'm telling you, it's Cal Bear football. We need a little more coverage and some enthusiasm. What do you guys, JoJo, think?
You know what, Don? I don't hate that. And we did talk some Cal Bear football last year because Cal was good. They're taking on Miami. We had Pat McAfee
down there.
They lost
their best player.
Well, hold on, hold on. Hey, College Game Day, the best College Game Day by far last year was where?
Yeah,
it was at Berkeley.
Is that rigorous ACC Cal schedule?
It was awesome, though. You were, Joe.
I was there.
You were there.
I know.
They got Joe Shasky.
I sat next to Mark Mattson, the coach of the basketball team.
Joe Shasky.
We gassed it up and took photos.
Joe Shasky crossed the bridge.
I know.
And went to Oakland and Berkeley. And you're hanging out there?
Oh, my God.
And you loved every second of it, didn't you?
I did.
And you drove back.
I drove back. Made it in time to watch the whole fourth quarter in my bed.
And then one of the worst collapses of all football season.
Yeah, I'm a diehard Cal fan. And honestly, there's nothing to talk about right now.
All time. Jaden Ott leaving.
What program that Cal's going to be sending more players to?
Oh, boy. That's embarrassing. Wait, didn't the Cal player go to Miami, Sam?
No, I think he was looking to transfer. He ended up transferring to, I believe, Indiana, Fernando Mendoza. Yeah, he transferred there again. But he was originally from Miami. He went to Mario Cristobal's camp.
Oh, that's
which is why he's not that great.
There you go. Before we hit the break here, let's squeeze in some of these calls. Ben is in Oakland.
Hi, Ben.
What's up, Benny?
Hey, what's up? What's up, Shasky? I know you're a fellow baseball coach. Hey, this JK thing is just nauseating because it's so simple. Steve Kerr's not playing you unless you're at the right place at the right time on offense and defense. And so it doesn't matter how talented you are or what you do, unless you're part of the offense, you're not playing. The whole offense is based on Steph. Nobody wants to change that. So there's no role for him because we can't fit him in. He'd be like a big Vinny Johnson. Like he's just going to run in and score a bunch as a sixth man and then get out of there because that's all he really does. So I just don't know why we keep talking about it. His IQ isn't high enough to play for the Warriors. That simple.
That's Ben in Oakland. I would argue that the collective IQ of the team is not good enough right now. What we saw in the playoffs, I mean, I saw Draymond Green look god-awful for a lot of the playoff against a young and very big Houston Rockets team. Quite frankly, Stephen Curry at times did not have a good series against the Houston Rockets. I think we're all kind of being a little bit jaded. Amen Thompson cooked him multiple times. So again, I know we can focus on Jonathan Kuminga, and I'm not going to hear about the IQ and the lack thereof when it comes to that. Like I'm Joe.
Well, there's some. No, I would say there are some small basketball. You know, moving without the ball is something that you can't replicate in a training with a one-on-one. Like when you're working with your trainer one-on-one, you either work on that in five-on-five settings at practice or in games, or you don't. Some guys have better synergy and are just good at it. But I do believe that there are elements where he's struggled to figure out how to move without the ball because of not playing a lot with Steph Curry.
And right? Jimmy and Draymond.
Now let me go X's and O's real quick. They put GP2 in the dunker spot on offense, and they put Kuminga on the wing on offense. Right. And that's where I would go back to Kerr and say, see, Steve, I think you need to play Kuminga in that dunker spot, not on the wing. And they keep putting him on the wing. I don't think he's a wing on this offense.
Tim in Raleigh, North Carolina. Tim, good morning. You're on the Morning Roast.
Fellas, what is up? What's up? Hey, Shasky, man, I agree with you 100%, man. Like, you can't be a true fan of this young man and want to see him back just to kind of go through this again. I have an enormous amount of respect for a 22-year-old who is mentally tough enough, and probably from the way the guy grew up in a third world country makes you kind of built this way, to go through that kind of just herky-jerky and to still be able to go out there and perform was nuts to me in those last four or five games. But listen, man, like, you know what we hear from the fans, the IQ thing, you know what, when Pod says, hey, I want to be an Olympian, I want to do this, I want to do that, it's really cute. We all love it. It's brashness. This kid wants to be an all-star, and we want to knock him out. Like, what? How dare you? Like, to me, it is literally amazing. I said, you guys are from in the area. What was the thought on Steph in 2009 and 10 when he was shattering his ankles? And did people see him being what he is? What was the start on Shai Gilgeous when he was at the Clippers? When he was at the Clippers, did people see him being what he is now? Or the Giannis when he was a beanpole 3 years into his career? Did people see them being what they are now? Those guys were empowered. They believed in themselves. And you can't help but respect that. So why are we're upset that a 22-year-old who we have seen win games for us over times in his career, all the way back 2 and 3 years, we beat his ass to a pulp. I have no idea, Shasky. We just beat him down. It is amazing to me, but listen, I want to see him move on. The coach went on a media campaign, media tour, to tell the world that what you just saw out there is not true. I can't play him. Like, when have you ever seen that?
Yeah, no, for sure, Tim. I'm sorry, we're up against it. I had to cut you off there. We got Anthony Slater on the other side, Tim. So maybe we'll ask some of those same questions to Anthony Slater, our 95.7 The Game Warriors Insider. It's going to be brought to you by Valvoline. From the ballpark to wine country, summer's better when your car is ready to roll. Valvoline Instant Oil Change gets you in and out in about 15 minutes. No appointment needed. For locations and coupons, visit BayAreaOilChange.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at Spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
And shout out Lord of the Rings. We're going to be joined by Anthony Slater here in moments, our 95.7 The Game Warriors Insider. And for a lot today, Joe, we've been talking about topic fatigue. And it's just something we talk about when it comes to the narratives, right? When it comes to players and individuals that we've talked about ad nauseum on our airwaves, the good, the bad, the ugly. Jonathan Kuminga is one of them for some people. Draymond Green's another one for some people. Jordan Poole. Kyle Shanahan, do you fire Shanahan, fire Kerr? Like, stuff like that some people are exhausted by. And I'm curious to ask Anthony Slater some of the topics he's tired of writing about or discussing, hell, on our airwaves, quite frankly. I think one of them for some people is the NBA ratings. Like, it goes in one year and out the other. Like, rating, comparing it, oh, the NBA is down so bad compared to the NFL. Well, quite frankly, the NFL is dominating everyone. It's like we can pick on the NBA, Major League Baseball, hockey. NFL's king, and we all know it. College football's king right below them. They're like the prince, if you will.
I think to a degree, the Kevin Durant thing has kind of, you know, jumped the shark.
Right.
Just him in general.
Right. We have Anthony Slater joining us right now on the River Islands guest line, so let's get right into it. Anthony Slater, our 95.7 The Game Warriors insider, covers the team better than anyone else. And Anthony, we've been having this conversation all morning long about kind of topic fatigue, throwing it to our callers, right? We didn't have a game to react to yesterday when it came to the Giants. Obviously, the NBA season's over now. So I'm curious to ask you about topic fatigue. Do you ever get it when covering the team or the league at large? And could you tell us maybe what that topic is? Good morning, Anthony.
Hello, how are y'all? You're asking if I get tired of a specific storyline?
Yeah. Yes.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, that happens. Certainly over the course of an NBA season, it's 82 games. Sometimes I get game fatigue when I'm in the middle of a, you know, 6 days or 6 games in 9 days type stretch or something like that. I think that's human nature.
Well, like for me right now, the Jonathan Kuminga thing is just...
that ain't going to end anytime soon.
Well, but like... I guess where I'm going with this, it's not like Jonathan Kuminga, the player. I like watching the player. I do. I don't know where he should sit, but it's like every dribble is a referendum on is he good or is he bad? And it's like, well, he can be useful, and sometimes he doesn't fit, and sometimes he does fit. And I just, I'm exhausted by it. Are you exhausted by it?
Well, it's about to get solved somewhat, right? You know, that might mean, you know, he signs up for more time with the Warriors, but at least, like, his future, which I think has been at the crux of the conversation, you know, is needs to be decided in the next 10 days or so. So, like, yes, certainly during the season, I think, like, some of the overanalyzation of, like, every specific thing which you're talking about can get, you know, a little draining, but... Right now, it's very relevant. It's like at the center of their entire offseason. So it feels a little bit more tangible what we're talking about right now because they're trying to figure it out.
Well, let me ask you straight up. Does Steve Kerr want to keep Jonathan Kuminga on the team?
You know, I mean, I think it depends on what the alternatives are. What's the sign and trade options? You know, would he just want Jonathan Kuminga to walk away on an offer sheet and bring nothing back? I mean, that's bad management from a guy who used to be a GM. Certainly, I think there are ways that Kerr and others would prefer to tweak the roster in a way that, like, you know, feels to them maybe like it better suits a championship pursuit next season. But Jonathan Kuminga is you know, a talented asset with tools that can help any team, including at times the Warriors last season, including in the second round when, you know, you'd probably say he was their second best player in the second round of the playoffs. And you don't want to just let that go for nothing. And the alternatives right now, we'll see what materializes, but the alternatives aren't necessarily that appealing. So it might be a Jonathan Kuminga coming back.
Talking with Anthony Slater here on the Morning Roast with Spadoni and Chasky, Warriors and NBA reporter at large, tapped in on all things Dubs as well. I do want to get in to the NBA Finals at one point because I got to give Slater credit. He, and again, it's not, I mean, they were the best team all season long, but he would never wavered from picking OKC to win the whole damn thing. And they did that, albeit in 7 games. And after Tyrese Halliburton unfortunately tore his Achilles, he had surgery on that yesterday. But Anthony, I wanted to get into what Mike Dunleavy said yesterday when speaking to the media. He used the term in the mix when it came to the trade market. He hopes to be in the mix after the draft. What does that mean, and what does that tell you, being in the mix? And can you give us maybe some players to watch potentially that the Warriors could be interested in? Because he did say basically like the $50 million-plus players, they're not going to get those guys.
Yeah, you know, like... Jrue Holiday was just traded to Portland, right? I mean, that's kind of like that 30-ish million type contract. Porzingis, you know, Boston's been a name that you know, they're really trying to redo their books right now. So I look at Porzingis, I look at Derek White, you know, you look across the league at, you know, if
Miami gets in the mix for Kuminga in a sign-and-trade scenario, you start to look at their books. Could they get in on some Miami stuff? If Brooklyn decides to be kind of a place for a salary dump type scenario in a multi-team deal, is the Cam Johnson a name that resurfaces? Is the Nick Claxton a name that resurfaces? I think there's a lot of, you know, potential names out there. And in the mix is in the conversation, which, like, you know, to be honest, every GM in the league should say that this time of the year, and that should be a true statement. They should be making calls, you know, the day before the draft, into the draft, especially with how this new NBA market, you know, develops, which is all through trades essentially at this point. Remember, a few years ago, like, free agency was truly free agency. We'd be talking about guys that, you know, this team, you know, these 15 teams have cap space and these 20 appealing free agents are out there talking about deals and having free agent meetings. That's kind of not really how the league works anymore. It's all extensions and trades. So you better be having conversations this time of year.
Okay, so you referenced a lot of different teams there. If I were to, let me just go like this, like on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being, you know, simmering hot, likely to happen like in the next minute, 1 being 0% chance this happens, a return with Andrew Wiggins.
I don't think it's that likely. Okay. To be honest, I think it's likely Kuminga comes back still. I would put that on the, you know, 50% or higher.
Okay.
Because you guys, like I wrote about it a few weeks ago, you guys understand the base year compensation rule?
Explain it for Kuminga. Those that are out there, please.
Enlighten us.
Let's say Kuminga signs for $30 million. It's $30 million going out, but it's only $15 million coming back to the Warriors as far as like trade salary matching purposes, which like just limits the amount of players and the amount of talent you can even bring back in. And that's even if you find a team out there ready to give Kuminga $30 million in the first year of at least a 3-year deal, because you have to sign at least a 3-year deal and a sign and trade. So it's just like the market is very limited and restricted.
And you can't couple other contracts with JK on the way out, can you?
You can, but then you're starting to talk about capping yourself at the first apron, and like you could, like let's say it's a $30 million, and you bring back 16 because you can go over, you slightly over 100%. That first apron caps you, and the, you know, that then limits a lot of what else the Warriors can do. So I guess to the point, like it's just like, it's tough for me to see a sign and trade at this current moment materialize that is appealing enough for Mike Dunleavy and Joe Lacob to pull the trigger. We'll see. You know, they got to be creative and they can go look in. And I think the fact that Kevin Durant didn't go to Miami is helpful in the Kuminga market. I think the fact that Brooklyn still hasn't used a bunch of its cap space should scare the Warriors a little bit, because that's one team that could offer sheet him and really kind of like, you know, take them into a tricky, you know, scenario. But still, it's just considering the market dynamics, there is a very obvious argument that bringing Kuminga back and revisiting this come December, January, maybe trading him when you can trade him at his full salary could make more sense.
Okay, so when I see the rumors that GP2 might be coming back or Kevon Looney might be coming back, where does that leave Moses Moody and where does that leave TJD?
Moses Moody is on a very reasonable, extension, 3 for $39 million, which he signed last year. He certainly could be salary matching this summer. You know, when we mentioned about ways to be creative in a sign and trade, you could add whatever Kuminga signs, and you know, you half that, as I mentioned, but you could put, you know, Moody's $13 million on top of that, and you could kind of stack it. Again, there's the first apron stuff, all this minutia that we don't need to get too deep into. But Moses Moody's viewed as a rotation guy. I think they're fine bringing him back, regardless of if Gary's back or not. And then Trace Jackson Davis is on a super cheap third year of a super cheap fourth year deal. So I expect him and Quentin Post back. Maybe with Looney, I mean, like, it's sounding more and more, I'm sure you guys are like, man, it sounds like they're running the roster back. I mean, I think that's possible. And I think what people forget is they exited the second round last year believing that if Steph Curry was healthy, they might have beaten the Wolves. So I don't think they're that, you know, scared to mostly bring the core back while trying to add around the kind of rotation.
Do you believe they would have beat Minnesota with a healthy Steph Curry?
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, look, they were going to go up 1-0. He looked really good. I think the fact that they went 7 is probably part of the reason that Steph strained the hammy. And, like, you know, they're if they faced Houston again, this time with Kevin Durant, that's a scarier opponent. So, I don't know. I mean, like, sure, they were in the mix. I think it's very reasonable to believe they would have won that series, having a 1-0 lead with a healthy Steph Curry playing the way he was. And then they would have been in the Final Four. So that's fringe edge of contention. I do think they need to sharpen and make some moves this summer, but I also don't feel like it's a few years ago where it felt like they were so far away. They made the big move. The big move was at the deadline. It was Jimmy Butler. Now they just need to fill out a rotation a little bit better around them.
Talking with Anthony Slater here on the Morning Roast, 95.7 The Game Warriors Insider. Free agency frenzy officially starting a couple days ago on a Game 7 day with Kevin Durant going to the Houston Rockets. Are the Warriors going to make any big moves? And kind of talking about that Game 7, right? In Oklahoma City now being the champs, their first championship in the history of that city, part of the franchise, obviously the Supersonics prior to that, but in the history of Oklahoma City, their first championship. Like, where do you, put the Warriors in the West right now? It kind of feels like it's just tier one OKC, and then everyone else kind of muddled around there, the Lakers, Nuggets, the Rockets now, and obviously the Warriors. You kind of see it the same way, Anthony?
Yeah, I really think that was a good move for Houston. I think it's what they needed. I think if Kevin Durant at the end of games was trying to, get big buckets instead of Jalen Green, that would have been a fiercer, tougher series that was already a seven-gamer, as we all remember. So I would put them right in, Houston and Denver to me in that, kind of second-tier mix. And I think the Warriors are, fringe of that, maybe slightly below. But they're right in it. I mean, really, ever since they've gotten Butler, we've seen they're super competitive as a regular season product. Now, the question next year is an 82-game season with the age of their core. I think they need an extra score. Now, again, do you enter next year believing, at least at the start of the season, that Kuminga is that, extra score on days that either Butler, Curry don't have it or they're not playing? Maybe. Or maybe, you go try to find somebody else. But, they're going to need some extra punch during the course of the season, because they can't just have Butler and Curry playing like they were the last month and a half, because clearly that adds wear and tear to them.
So what is their number one need this offseason? If they came to you and they said, Anthony, what is the position or skill set at a couple positions that we absolutely have to acquire? Your answer would be what?
Yeah, look, they talked about positional size. I do think, just being able to throw bigger lineups out there would matter. And then I just think, just more scoring punch, more creativity offensively. I think, at their worst, at their toughest, certainly in the second round against Minnesota when they had to, basically bring Kuminga from 10th man to second man. It showed just at times their lack of offensive creativity and explosion on that end. I just think they're going to need that at points. So, going to find somebody that on any given night can do in some ways what Jordan Poole used to do for them, right?
Oh, jeez. You said something interesting there when it came to, that seven-game first-round series against the Rockets, obviously attributing to Stephen Curry and that hamstring injury. I think a lot of people are talking about right now Tyrese Halliburton and all the wear and tear and the grind there. I mean, what, five ACL, not ACL, but Achilles tears from NBA players if you're coupling both the regular season and the playoffs just this season alone. Tatum, obviously, a part of that, and culminating in Tyrese Halliburton in Game 7. The big conversation, right, from a lot of people here in the media is the wear and tear and the amount of games that these guys play. Is this a conversation that is taking place in inner NBA circles? Is it more media-driven, Anthony?
It's been a conversation for several years. Steve Kerr has been a heavy proponent of, I believe it's a 72-game schedule he's talked about, cutting 10 off or even going into the 60s. I know people have talked about the 65 game, not even just as a way to limit, the wear and tear. You limit the load management, which had been a heavy critique of the league, right, when some of the stars just sit out big games. And you maybe create more of a football-like lead-up to some games where every big game on an ABC Saturday night has, two or three days of, not only rest for the players, but, the media gets to hype up a big game. I think there's a lot of arguments for it, but we all understand the argument against it. It's money, right? It's taking home dates away. It's cutting into the BRI, which is the, basketball-related income that goes into player salaries. So if you say, hey, you're cutting, 15% of the regular season schedule, well, you're cutting 15% of the salary of these players. Are they willing to do that? Are these owners willing to take, X amount of home dates away? That's when it becomes a more difficult conversation that has to involve lawyers and the Players Association and obviously, the Board of Governors and all that. So, I guess that's a long-winded way of saying, yes, it is. Shortening the season has been a heavy topic around the league for the last decade, but it doesn't seem like anybody's ready to give up the money that comes with the 82-game season and the 2-month playoff.
Yeah, and I would take it a step further and say that is
one of many things I'd be looking at if I was the league. I think understanding the amount of mileage that people come into the league with all of these individual trainers and basically training like an adult throughout your childhood to be able to make it into high school and in college and then, you know, go on even further. It reminds me a lot of the wear and tear that you're seeing that we're now way more aware of when it comes to youth pitching, for example, affecting the big leagues, or in football, seeing like, hey, if you come from the Alabama program, you know, their practices are more rigorous. I don't want that running back that's got 400 carries 3 years in a row. Like, I think they need to actually do some research regarding AAU and youth ball and how it trickles into the league.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned it, but every sport has it with the Tommy Johns in baseball, and then football keeps trying to add, you know, how about the way they do the schedule now? There's Friday night game, Thursday night game, right? The Wednesday Christmas game. Wasn't it the whoever played on Christmas last year had like two games in 4 days or something like that?
Yeah.
And that was like, I think it was like Ravens and Chiefs or something like that. Those are your marquee teams. But what is it about? It's money, right? You know, why are they adding all this stuff? They're just trying to make more money. And that's the balance of life and sports and entertainment and all that.
Yeah. Oh, great stuff, Anthony. What are you doing this summer? What's the big storylines for you? Other than Kuminga, what are you looking for here? The number one question, I'm not giving you Jonathan Kuminga. What's the other number one question that you're going to be looking for this summer when it pertains to the Golden State Warriors?
Well, let me just decline your lead up and say I sat down. I went and visited Kuminga in Cleveland last week. I'm going to write a story tomorrow. I talked to him.
Why was he in Cleveland? Wow.
That's where he was working out, his agency's up there. Oh. So he just spent 2 weeks of doing like 8-hour days up there. It's honestly like he is working very impressively right now. Like, you know, say what you want. Again, I think some people who want him to be more of a role player would not love the type of work he's doing because it is all like pick and roll read, shooting, you know, a lot of that type of stuff. But he's certainly getting his hours in right now. As far as bigger picture, this summer story, I mean, I don't rest. That's what I'll take. I mean, I'll be at Summer League. But summer's, for me, once you get to about July 15th and you feel like all the rosters in the league are set, it's about just, you know, resting up for camp because it's going to be another 10-month journey.
Got to lock in. Hey, load management, Anthony Slater, this summer it starts now, all right? And why the hell would you be in Cleveland working out of all places when you could be anywhere else? Cleveland, Ohio? Really?
Work. Focused on work.
Oh, I guess there's no distractions in Cleveland. Oh, my God. I'm just sorry. I have to laugh at it. But I'm laughing, but also saying, like, sneakily.
I mean, you want the real reason? I mean, like, his agent is stationed up there, and his agency's up there, and there's, like, a lot. Like, they have, like, three or four, like, really high-end facilities that, like, him up there. There was other NBA.
No. Well, I was about to say this. Like, the Cleveland Cavaliers, if I'm a Cleveland Cavaliers fan, I'm looking at my chops. Like, it sucks that it happened to happen to, like Haliburton hurt it getting hurt like that, but no Tatum, no Haliburton next year. So I'm checking off the Celtics and the Pacers. The Cavs are the best regular season team.
They're another team that needs to stay healthy.
But they are. But I'm saying, like, they don't have a major injury they're dealing with like those other teams. Like, it's the Cavs, the Knicks, maybe the Magic, right? In a wide open East.
Yeah.
If I'm Giannis, like, if it's all about winning titles, like, shouldn't I be looking at the Cavs, which kind of sounds insane? No, you're laughing at it. But if he really cares about winning a title, I'd be trying to force my way to that team. Right, Anthony?
I would say wherever he is trying to force his way, I would say stay east. Or, you know, if he wants to stay where he's at, I mean, I don't think, obviously, that team's going to win a title next year. But, yeah, I mean, if I was a star right now and I was solely focused on checking the ring box, I would rather be in the east. I mean, it's a much clearer path, obviously.
There you go. Hey, Anthony, great stuff this morning, man. We'll do it again soon, and enjoy your summer.
All right, fellas.
See you, buddy.
There he goes. That's Anthony Slater, who, whenever he speaks, it always feels like summertime with Anthony Slater. Guy's just laid back, California personified. It's the kind of guy that probably wears shorts and flip-flops to a game, Joe. How about that? You judge people when they do that, I think, the shorts and flip-flops. You say it's a SoCal look, but I'm here to tell
out
you.
Out in public?
Yeah.
I wear shorts and flip-flops. To a basketball game.
I did that last year at a summer league game.
Yeah, that's a SoCal look.
It was okay. It's summer league.
It was summer league. It's summer vibes.
Summer in San Francisco, where it's fogged in and drizzly and miserable. Walking around in flip flops
and
shorts.
That day, it was like 75 degrees, which in San Francisco feels like 95. So there you go.
Now, if you do that to a regular season game, then we have problems. But summer league, it's a little bit more of a lax dress code.
I don't want to look at your toes unless we're at the beach. Like, and even then, I don't really want to look at them. But like, I just I don't like that.
They're well pedicured though. I take good care of my feet. By the way, real quick on that, and we have this or that coming up in about 30 minutes, this or that. It's the out greatest topic in sports.
Just so out.
Well, it could be that. Just, in or out on feet, 888-957-9570.
Looking at toes, in or out.
Rex Ryan's going to be caller number one. Well, I got into this conversation with someone because they asked if like I scrub my feet in the shower. And like I said, no, I don't scrub my feet in the shower. It's like, is that supposed to be the thing that you do? Like washing your own feet in the shower, I guess, is the thing. I was like, well, isn't all the soap from your hair, from the shampoo, from the body?
No, you still gotta rub the bottom of your feet.
Why?
Why? Yeah.
My feet are nice and smooth as it
is. Okay, like when I play ball and I
I don't play sports. My feet aren't gross like other people.
When I play ball, that I have a little, whatever they call it. What's the little thing, the little scrunchy thing that you have in the shower?
The loofah.
Yeah, that's, okay, there's one that's for up, and then there's one for everything like waist down.
I'm not standing in my shower with my feet lifted up, scrubbing them and sliding and falling.
No, but just rubbing your hands over them a little. I mean, yeah.
I've never done that ever. And Sam does it, apparently.
No, I clean my feet when I take a shower.
Really?
Yeah. As I do the rest of my body, which is what you're supposed to do in a shower. You're cleaning your body. Yeah. Like, what else are you going to do?
Collecting down at the bottom.
No, that's just not how it works.
Yes.
No, you have to scrub it in. If you just let it
I think this is the this or that.
But you got some stanky feet then, dude.
No, they don't smell. I have very beautiful feet. They're nice.
I'm going to take your word for that.
That's disgusting.
Not really.
Any man saying that they have nice feet, I don't know about that one. I have nice feet. You have nice feet. That's what you're saying.
I think, I have a nice foot tan. I wear flip flops. They're not going to be pale like Casper the Ghost, like yours probably look. I'm just telling you that right now. I have a nice tan on them. How about that? 888-957-9570. I'm already saying it's the this or that today, Sam.
Who's tanning their feet?
Well, they tan naturally because I wear flip flops. That's why. You can't get the tan. Jassy can't get the tan. Carter can. He's got the nice tan on his face right now. He gets it. All right. What are your takeaways from Anthony Slater, who just joined us about the Warriors? What's your main takeaway? That Kuminga's gonna, he says it's a 50% chance or more.
I can't get over you guys not cleaning your feet, though. Like, this, like.
The two of them, don't
disgusting.
Let me in.
What do you mean cleaning? The shower's doing it. The pressure is hitting my feet. Yes, hot water.
Okay, when you shower at the club, do you have flip flops that you use in the shower?
I should.
You don't?
Wait, I'm sorry, you should?
What? I should.
You should? As in you don't?
It's 101. Oh, my God.
Trust me, it's nothing I'm proud of.
And you don't scrub your feet?
I'm judging you.
Wow. Oh, my God. I am.
You are nasty.
Call me Judge Judy.
Whoa.
Think about it. Water and soap is on your feet the entire time you're in the shower.
Your foot is flat to the tile unless you got the stone. Like, that's gross. I'm sorry.
Can we just play the open? Just play the.
No, let's do it the normal time.
Just do it now. No, just hit it. Just hit it, because you know what? I kind of want to.
Light
Thank
up
you.
The phone lines.
We're calling the audible.
Call 957-9570 right now, because it's time for this or that.
This or you can deal with that. Or you can deal with this or you can deal with this.
It's this or that. Do you scrub your feet in the shower or not? 888-957-9570. That's the question. Are you a scrubber or a non-scrubber?
Can I be honest? Hygiene at this station overall has been a problem for me, like looking to some of the people that I work with on an everyday basis. I am, at times, I'm like, guys, this is not high school. This isn't the locker room. We need to have a little bit better standards regarding the hygiene. Now, our particular shift is a little different than other shifts. Sometimes you wake up, you throw on some sweatpants, and you go. You're up at 3:30 in the morning. But, guys, I mean, even you don't even occasionally
I clip my toenails.
Okay.
I make sure all the gunk is out of there.
Okay.
All the toe jam, all that sort
of
stuff.
You don't clean between your feet every now and then?
I rinse
in the
my
shower?
Entire body daily, and the soap collects on the bottom of my feet and in my legs, my thighs, and all the creases, and I'm clean.
Do you brush your teeth twice a day?
Yes.
Okay.
I brush my teeth.
Do
you smell me? Do I smell good every day?
You have decent hygiene,
but
the foot thing is now making me... You know,
decent.
Let's be clear, though.
The foot thing I cannot see.
wait. Let's be clear, though. It's the bottom of your feet you're
Correct.
Talking about. I wash my feet. I just don't go underneath the bottom of my feet and scrub.
You give it a little like glance, a little something.
I can't even reach down there in the little shower.
Seven.
What
it's
do you
tough.
Mean?
It's tough, man. It's this or that. 888-957-9570. Do you scrub your feet in the shower or not? That's just the question. 888-957-9570. I don't. I'm not a foot scrubber. I don't need to. I don't need to. I'm not on the diamond like you, Joe, running around everywhere.
It's just called being like, you know, hygienic and thinking about others. It's,
what do you mean thinking?
Like your wife or your girlfriend?
Are my feet on your face? What are you talking about?
What about being good to yourself? Like, how often do you change your socks? Like, I'm constantly buying new socks because I'm fearful of, like, I think that feet, because they sit in your shoe, or can be very, very, very nasty. Like, oh my God. I'm like disgusted by you guys.
Why? Why? My feet are not the problem. Joe, we were talking yesterday. I used to come in studio constantly with shorts and flip-flops, and none of you guys had a problem with it. None of you guys checked me about it. Did you secretly have a problem with it?
With what?
When I used to wear shorts and flip-flops to the old station.
I don't like when dudes aren't at the beach or on vacation, you're just walking around work in flip-flops, open toes. No, I don't like that.
In fairness, at the time, I was under the assumption that you, Mr. Wears His Feet All Over the Place at the station,
exactly,
was scrubbing said
feet.
Well,
did my feet smell? Clearly not. So they smell.
Well, that's because I thought you were scrubbing them more. Now I'm starting to think they did smell.
Honestly, I'm going to wear flip-flops.
Secondhand smells.
How about that? I'm wearing flip-flops the rest of the week. Fight me on it. Brett, Bray,
do it.
Bay
you
Bridge.
Won't.
I can't believe it.
Brett is on the Bay Bridge, 888-957-9570. The question is this or that.
Face?
Do you scrub your feet in the shower or not? Yeah, look at me. I'm very well groomed.
I'm just
asking. My hair.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.